So as usual, Devil of Light wants me to receive such precious teaching to subdue our mind. Every time when you receive teaching, you should receive teaching not just for collecting information, for the subduing the mind. And you know, every time when you receive teaching, try to develop conviction on that point stronger so that your mind changes. Best changes in our mind come from developing conviction of the Dharma. So we will continue the teaching which I taught last Monday. My first week, then I'll give commentary.
И потому я, причинивший зло живым существам и обечающий великого милосердно, сегодня раскаиваюсь в своих неблагих деяниях. Но мудрецы, простите мне эти огорчения, что я вам наставил. Отныне я дал порадовать Тадхагар, сам наследник миру, всем своим сердцем. Пусть меня защищает коснуться ступнями моей головы и повергнут меня на землю, буду я радоваться покровителем мира.
So, you know, this is very important practice, you know, in daily life. Every morning when you do the practice, at that time, you know, confess your negative actions or harming sentient being. That's very important. Say, out of ignorance, I don't understand the sentient being. They are like a whole Buddhist of your heart. You are cherishing them more than yourself. So this way, you know, harming them is, you know, harming sentient being is a worst way of, you know, making you displeased. That's why I confess it.
Вы любите больше себя, заботитесь о них больше, чем о себе. Поэтому нет худшего способа расстроить вас, чем причинить вред живым существам. Раскаиваюсь по всем том вреде, что я причинил.
Yes, brother. So that's why, in order to please you, say it like that. In order to please you and all Bodhisattva, the best way of pleasing you and all Bodhisattva is to, you know, respect the sentient being, not getting angry with them, not replying them when they harm me. I never reply them. Yes, Mata. So if you think like that in morning, you think like that, best way to please for Buddha Bodhisattva is say not replying when something being or ignores a bad thing to me. Not replying bad, that is the best way to please all Buddha Bodhisattva. That's why if somebody says a bad thing to you, you don't reply back. That's also help you to develop tolerance.
Думать о том, что лучший способ радовать всех других, это не отвечать им существам тоже монеты, когда они говорят что-то неприятное.
Или
когда они совершают что-то дурное в отношении вас. Если они причиняют им этот вред, я никогда не отвечу им вредом, им тем вредом. Если они скажут мне что-то грубое неприятное, я никогда не отвечу им тем же. И тогда, если вы будете развивать утром такую мысль, такую установку, то тогда действительно вы в течение всего дня будете стараться тогда поступать.
Yes, sir. No, I think it's actually very useful, you know, thinking whole sentient being, they are the, you know, equal merit, object of merit as a Buddha. Buddha, then when you see a sentient being, then you naturally develop respect for them. That's very important.
Живые существа ведь являются они равноценны. Будда является точно таким же полем накопления уровня Востока, как и Будда. Они точно так же важны для меня, для достижения нового состояния Будды. Поэтому, если они говорят что-то дурное, если говорят что-то дурное, я не должен отвечать им тем же. И это очень хороший способ развития терпения.
Yes, not. This is Dharma practice.
And this is practice.
Yes, not. We say we are Buddhists, we are Mahayana Buddhists, we are Tantri, in Tantra practitioner, and look down upon sentient beings. That's a very big mistake. Yes, not. So Kadama Master says, you know, how we act to sentient beings, such result we achieve.
То, как мы ведем себя в отношении живых существ, определяет то, какие результаты мы получим. То, что определяет то, что мы сами будем
испытывать. Sometimes you say, oh, people cheat me, they do this thing. This is a result of you, what you have done in past time.
Иногда вы жалуетесь, вот люди меня обманывают, предают и тому подобное. Но все это результаты,
saying bad thing to me.
Они говорят обо мне плохо. Но это все результаты того, что вы сами совершали в прошлом в отношении живых существ.
Yes, not. So this way, how you treat sentient beings, if you treat sentient beings respectfully, you know, respectfully, then all the good things become by itself. This is a very essential teaching of Mahayana, you should understand.
If you treat sentient beings respectfully, then all the good things become by itself. This is a very essential teaching of Mahayana.
Yes, sir. Now from now on, try and understand that sentient being who is with you, they are the very precious object of accumulated merit. Okay. Whenever you see them, they are in need of help, you should be so happy to help them like you find the treasure. Then you see sentient beings who are angry and saying bad things to you, you should use this as a very precious jewel, which is very good for development tolerance. So, as Sanjay was saying, says, you know, enemy is not obstacle for tolerance. Enemy is a assist for developing tolerance.
Так что Сидева говорит здесь в этой главе, враг это вовсе не препятствие развитию терпения. Враг помогает развитию терпения.
So that's why don't think that enemy is an object of anger. Think enemy is an object of tolerance. That's very important. I'm repeating again all these important points.
Снова повторяю все эти моменты, важные моменты. Никогда не относитесь к своим врагам как к объектам гнева. Всегда воспринимайте врагов как объекты терпения.
Yes, sir. Okay. And when you see sentient beings, see them as a object of love, object of compassion, not object of attachment, object of anger.
Кроме того, когда вы видите живых существ, воспринимайте их как объекты любви, объекты сострадания, но не как объекты привязанности или объекты гнева.
Нам не смысл.
Милосердные, без сомнения, видят себя во всех живых существах. А потому что существа и есть покровители. Как же можно их не почитать?
So, all sentient beings in Buddhist, you know, meditative equipoise, they see as empty and existent. So, no difference between himself and others, because both of them empty and existent, they see it.
Когда Будда пребывает в своем медитативном окружении, они видят все же существа как пустых от самобытия. Также они видят свою собственную пустоту от самобытия.
In this measure equipoise, there is no difference between sentient being and himself. Buddha don't see.
Okay.
Yeah, that. Okay. Then, whole Buddha and Bodhisattva, as they, you know, exchange self for other, so that's why they cherish other more than themselves.
Поэтому они заботятся о других больше, чем о себе.
Okay. Okay. As whole Buddha and Bodhisattva cherish other more than himself. So these sentient beings are, you know, in a Buddhist, you know, from the Buddhist and Bodhisattva perspective, this is even more precious than Buddha and Bodhisattva.
И поскольку Будда Бодхисаттва заботится о других существах больше, чем о себе, то с точки зрения Будды Бодхисаттва, эти двое существа более драгоценны, чем сами они, Будды Бодхисаттва.
If you cause harm to them, they don't, Buddha don't get upset. No, there's nothing to get upset. You know, when you cause harm to sentient being, he won't get upset. But if he displeases, this is the most displeasing. Buddha and Bodhisattva.
If you
Yes, Tata? Okay. So that's why, through such understanding that all Buddha and Bodhisattva, they cherish whole this sentient being more than himself. So that's why how I can harm this sentient being, through whom, you know, they, to whom I pray, I try to please him. He cherish them more than himself. How I can harm them? Think like that.
Если Будда и Бодхисаттва любят людей больше себя, если заботятся о них больше, чем о себе, а я поклоняюсь Будде и Бодхисаттву, пытаюсь порадовать их, делаю отношения, как я могу даже помыслить о том, чтобы причинить вред этим живым существам?
Yes, that's very, for me, it's very useful. When I think on it, it moves my heart. And I'm sure if you think, it would be very useful to you.
Для меня это очень полезно.
Полезное размышление. Когда я думала на эту тему, она очень трогает мое сердце. Я уверен, что и вам тоже очень полезно. Понятно? Вам интересно? Да? Okay. Yeah. So that's where, from now on, sentient being, very important, respect sentient being.
Поэтому для вас отныне очень важно неизменно уважать, почитать чужого существа.
Yes, Tata. When you respect sentient being, and then, you know, when you see their fault, it won't be a shock for you. There's nothing to shock when sentient being has faults.
Если вы уважаете живого существа, если вы относитесь к нему с почтением, то когда вы будете видеть те или иные недостатки, вас это не вызовет потрясение. Здесь нечего.
Yes, Tata? Okay. Yes, Tata? Okay. Sentient being, as they have an ignorance, delusion, they are in samsara, faults, they always exist there. Until they are free from samsara, they have faults. Yes, Tata? People who stay in dirty place, if you see they're dirty in their clothes, there's nothing to show. As I told you before. If you see some cleanness in his clothes, you should be sure. Oh, in such a dirty place, he still have some, you know, clean in his clothes. How great it is. Okay. Yes, Tata. In the same way, you should, when you see some good quality in sentient being, you should be sure to say, oh, what a great, you know, you have such good quality in samsara. Kadamba master, they do like that. This is their main practice. Because of such a fundamental, very good practice, then high level practice of emptiness, recognizing emptiness, tantra, mahanudaya tantra, mahamudaya, they all come very easily because of such a very good foundation.
Высокие
практики, такие как познание пустоты, тантра, махану, тантра,
мухамудра. Зачем? Все эти верхние уровни, высшие уровни практики являются легко, если я заложен в прочный фундамент этого здания.
Yes, Tata. Foundation is very important.
Фундамент просто очень важен.
So this, you know, such a way of thinking, Bodhisattva way of thinking, and top of that, you should have a shamatha, one pointed concentration, very clear concentration.
Yes, И кроме того, мы увидим, что она там шамана. Очень ясная однонаправленность ума.
Once you develop shamatha, one point concentration shamatha, and then you have very good foundation. Then all other tantra, whatever you say, then it became a real tantra practice. Otherwise, at the moment for you, they're all jayatski practice. Shamatha also, to be honest with you, if I tell you truly, everybody can't develop shamatha. This is true, I can tell you. It's not easy.
It's
not that? Okay. If you can't develop shamatha, then all other realization is beyond. Beyond experience, just for imprint, for future life. Not realization is possible, I can tell you. That's not that. Well, mind becomes a little bit subdued, but you can't cure the disease of delusion completely from your mind, not possible. And you can practice money for having rib, better, better rebirth in future life. Or to practice the born in pure land. This is your another alternative. And if you want to really have achieve realization in this life, then develop shamatha, I'm telling you. Okay. I'm telling not only you, I myself want to develop shamatha. This I'm telling you. Okay. Yeah, that? Okay. So, next year, 6 months, I'm developing shamatha. I don't want to be like that, Sometimes master did it, you do like that, Something like a master himself don't do, and asking disciple to do it. This one doesn't look nice. Really bodhisattva, advice of, four act of bodhisattva, actions of four act of bodhisattva. That is a, not only guilt teaching, first you yourself practice. Then you inspire other people to practice. You yourself don't practice, just only thing other people practice, that's not right. Teaching suitable to disciple. Second one, he himself practice. Stand a good example. Okay. Then third action is say letting them practice. And fourth one is giving things for their practice. Yes, not that? Okay. So I like this, four acts of bodhisattva, very, very important. And I'm trying to do it myself also. And nowadays, such things are very necessary. Okay. So after my practice on shamatha, then I will let my students who are suitable to develop shamatha, let them meditate. Okay. And I will not, I know, everybody can't develop shamatha, it's not easy, it's difficult. Okay. You need a lot of preparation. So, those who are, I personally will ask questions, look divinations, then I will choose the student, one group of students to meditate shamatha in future.
Yes,
sir. Once you develop shamatha, then all other realizations, then very easy. Then I can tell you.
Okay.
If you meditate properly, you can develop shamatha in 6 months. Some master says, in 6 months, if you can't develop shamatha, means there's something wrong with your meditation. Otherwise, it must develop in 6 months. That's very true. That's not that. So, 6 months meditation, if you can't develop shamatha, then again, prepare for shamatha. Read the textbook and this. Prepare. Then next time. You can. Okay. If 3 times if you try, don't develop shamatha. Doesn't matter. It's worthwhile doing it. Yes, not that. Because see, sometimes 5-10 years we do some strange meditation retreat, no any result. I am sure, if I will be strict with you, this student, restrict, when they come after 6 months, although they don't have shamatha, they will have some very big change in their mind. Their mind became much sharper than before. In spiritual practice, very important to start with a step by step. Then you achieve whole realization very easily. If you immediately try to do high practice, you don't achieve anything. This I can tell you. Yes, not that. You should be practical. Yes, not that. First you tell yourself how great it would be if I develop shamatha. Tell yourself. Okay, I will tell you some quality of shamatha. Are you interested?
Yes.
Huh? Okay. See, first one very good quality of shamatha is that your mind have such a clear and clarity and such stability. Wherever you focus mind, your mind stay very peacefully. How long you want? That's a very important. And you have a mental tranquility and physical tranquility, and meditation is an enjoyment for you. After shamatha, then wherever you stay in the mountain, then it's very pleasant. Then tumu very easy after shamatha. You need just small technique to listen how to develop tumu. You can develop in a 1 week, you can develop tumu. No difficult. Yes, after shamatha, all other ways is very easy, I can tell you. Tumu means inner body heat from its explained tantra. Then they are very, all the techniques are very useful. You can practically achieve it. Yes, not that. Okay. Because of that, your body, you know, in a winter, you know, although there's no heater, you don't get cold. It's a, you know, true. In Tibet, many masters, they, you know, in the winter, they're meditating, there's no heater in the house, you know. all the snow surrounding his house, they are all melted. Nothing very special. If you after shamatha, all this is not very difficult. Yes, Tumukishi Rinpoche, one great master, you know, his cave where he meditates, surround his cave, all the snow is melted. You know. Yes, Tata. Then you can, like a millennial path, stay up on the mountain, not difficult. If you have this foundation. Yeah, then you don't need society, you don't need money, you don't need work. Because you have good foundation. Yes, Tata. Yes, Tata. You can live on, you know, concentration food. Yes, Tata. Otherwise, don't neglect the society. If you don't have such foundation, stay in the society, do the practice, and do the work also. Yes, Tata. And another good course of shamatha is, after shamatha, you can develop clairvoyance very easily. So, Atisha says, sentient being, without clairvoyance, they can't benefit sentient being much. With the clairvoyance, they can benefit sentient being very effectively. So that's where people who want to, if you want to benefit sentient being, very important to have clairvoyance. The best way to benefit sentient being is through clairvoyance. Yes, Doctor. Without clairvoyance, if you try to do something good for other, due to not having clairvoyance, instead of helping, it can't be harm to other. Yes, Doctor. As I don't have clairvoyance, that's why I'm not too strong to my student. Yeah, I'm afraid, you know, if I scold, this my scold will be useful or harmful, I'm afraid. Yeah, that's why I can't be too strong to you, because I don't have clairvoyance. When I have clairvoyance, then I will be more strong to you. So I will develop shamatha, and once I have clairvoyance, then definitely I will be very strong with you. Then I know everything what I do, I'm really going to benefit you. Yes, Nada. Otherwise, in a wrong time, if I say something, instead of benefit, it will be harmful to you. Yes, your mind, you know, like that, very unstable mind, you know. Something very big devotion, something almost losing devotion. And that's why if I say a strong word, that's danger of losing devotion. So that's like your mind. I don't know when is your strong devotion, when is not strong devotion. Very difficult to, you know, be strong with you. Okay. I know, when you are very strong devotion, even a beat you, you will not lose your devotion. That if you are very strong.
Даже если в этот момент побил вас,
okay, yes, no? And Russian mentality, not easy to understand. In this very special kilometers, otherwise very difficult to benefit. Yeah. Some masters say, oh, Russian students are very good, you know. I say, no, you don't understand. They have it up and down. When they are up, devotion, they are unbelievable. They are like a bodhisattva. Yes, okay. So, staying 10 years in Russia, still I didn't understand completely. So that's where, you know, and to be honest with you, everybody can't approach Mahat. This I can tell you. Yes, Nanda? Okay. In future you can do it. At the moment, no. Everybody became Buddha, but time being suitable, not suitable, I have to investigate. Yes, okay. So that's where, you know, I will from now on tell you, prepare for Japa Mushamata. And then I will investigate, take examples. Yes, Tanta? Okay. Read the textbook on Shamatha. I will ask question also. If you don't know theory, how you can approach Shamatha? First, learn all to you completely. When you meditate in Shamatha, then you just say, oh, tomorrow I will go out and ask Krishna, how, what's this and that, I have such and such dream. That's the JSK meditation. In Shamatha, nothing to do with dream. Shamatha is like a science. Create the course, you achieve the result. Yes, Tanta? Okay. So you need to know if 5 forms of meditation, 8 antidote, 9 stages, 6 power, 4 engagement. Yes, Tanta? So all this well prepared, then I will choose 7 students, 1 group, first they will meditate. Otherwise in our world, say, one thing is, you know, so many people meditating, but there is no result coming, you know. You can't, at the moment very few we can say he achieved Shamatha, because there is no, you know, too much emphasizing on the professional meditation. Okay. This one is also saying we need more people who develop Shamatha. Otherwise we can just saying that even Tibetan also we are not too much emphasizing on meditation. That's also a mistake. Yes, not that. See, in Tibetan society also people do meditation but retreat on Tantra and this thing, Visayan Mantra, Mondra or something like it. Then Mahamudra, Dzogchen, Sisyo, Naropa. Shamatha professional meditation, very rare. That's the mistake also. Saying, just that, oh, that's a mistake. you look at, you know, authentic text, everything. With the shamatha, all other views achieved. Without shamatha, not possible. Any views, this I can tell you. You accumulate merit, that's true. If you do Yavantaka retreat, Chakrasamvara retreat, this thing, accumulate merit, but you don't achieve higher realization. It's better than not doing anything. But I'm talking about profession. Yeah, the professional, then very important. Well-prepared people do shamatha, develop shamatha. Then we revive really Buddhist meditation technique in this world. I have this dream for many years. Develop shamatha. Okay. I read almost all texts on shamatha.
Yes,
not that? Okay. If I tell other people, I can, you know, if I'm proud, I can be a little bit proud of being a little bit professional in shamatha meditation.
That's
not that? It's stupid to proud. Yeah, that, if I want to proud, then I will be proud of this one. So you also, you know, very important to prepare for it. Now I will tell you a little bit how to prepare for shamatha. Are you interested? Yeah. Preparation is that, you know, before doing shamatha, shamatha is very intensive and, you know, very rigorous practice. So that's why you need very good preparation for it. Okay. Without this preparation, then even you do develop shamatha, you go to meditate shamatha, there's danger of getting crazy also. This I'm telling you. Because during shamatha meditation, you know, now see my student, you know, they have built a underground, you close it, no any sound, you made it, no meeting anybody. Mind not strong mind, then not is not recommended. Yes, no, if you do such intensive way, mind can be trained very fast.
Но если мы настолько интенсивно медитируем, то мы можем тренировать очень быстро.
Why elephant can be trained in 6 months? Why we can't train our mind in 6 months? Yes, doctor. Okay. So first foundation. Okay, for developing shamatha. Okay. 100,000 refuge practice. That's very important. Okay. This will, you know, protect you from not getting obstacle during the retreat. Yes, okay. And this 100,000 refuge practice is not only for shamatha, it's a very good foundation for future life, good benefit of birth. Then second preparation. Okay. And then do 100,000 vajrasattva practice to purify negative karma. Negative karma, if you have so many negative karma, that's also obstacle for developing shamatha. Yes, doctor. Okay. Then third one is the 100,000 guru yoga practice.
Okay.
Mixing.
Mixing.
Okay. this guru yoga practice is for accumulation merit. High merit you can develop shamatha. With a little merit you can't develop shamatha. So if it's possible, do the guru yoga practice through Lama Chava. Then it's a very powerful way of accumulating merit. So, next year when I April, from April to November, I will be in Shamatha retreat. At that time, you can do the preparation practice near me. Okay. When you do preparation practice, don't be too strict. Relax. Yes, sir. Okay. During the four sessions you should have, four sessions you do, and off session you talk, but don't talk too much. Okay. So, there's a textbooks also already I have given teaching on how to do this preparation practice. You can find the textbook and read the text and do it. Then do prostration as much as you want, but not necessarily 100,000. And mandala offering as much as possible, but not completely necessary, 100,000. Every day do purity of mandala offering. Yes, Nanda. Okay. Then you know, 1 week meditation on Guru Yoga, analytical meditation on Guru Yoga. Guru devotion. All the essential point I mentioned to you. So you 1 week meditation guru devotion. At that time, read during the post state session, you read only text on the guru devotion. Then some special feeling generate in your heart about the Guru devotion. Strong faith is there. Okay. This 1 week emphasis only on Guru devotion. All other sadhana, what commitment you have, do short in a condensed way. Emphasis only on Guru devotion. Yes, Tata. Okay. Then second week, do you know meditation on precious human life. Then only focus precious human life. Try to generate the feeling of precious human life. And then you achieve some realization, but it's not a spontaneous realization. And analyzing meditation on all the points. Spontaneous realizations of Guru devotion, precious human life come after Shamatha. Okay. This one, some you know, artificial realization feeling, that will help you to develop Shamatha much better. So many years I study, investigate, I find this is the best way to, you know, we have meditation. This I'm telling you. There's so many techniques explained by different masters. At the moment, nowadays. Because early time, there's so many dispositions, different way of thinking. Okay. Our time, our days, this way, I find, is the best suitable one. Yes, Tata. Okay. Then 1 week meditation on impermanent death. After that, 1 week meditation on, you know, law of karma. No, refuge. Annihilation meditation, refuge.
Okay.
Then after that, 1 week meditation on law of karma. Okay. Then 2 week meditation on this one, Four Noble Truths. On 12 links to divine origination, four noble truths, and 12 links to divine origination, everything which I told, did tell you before. Then you are a real master of meditation. You can do like that. For that, you need so much material, you know.
And
then okay. Everybody can't do it because who don't have all this material, they can't do all this meditation. And for them it's okay. Better recite some mantra, better than doing nothing. Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. Have faith and recite mantra, this is better. If you want to achieve some real, solid results in this life, then you have to go through this procedure. Yes, Tata. Through that way, we will contribute the reviving of Buddhism. Otherwise, I'm afraid in future Buddhism, through so many high meditation techniques we explain, and we can't have one person who achieves realization. Then this is degeneration of Buddhism. Yes, Mother. Mahamutra, Dzogchen, Sekshu, Naropa, and this thing, Krishna, each other, nobody have any realization. Even Samatha they don't have. Without Samatha, all of them is just children, just joking. Yes, Tata? Okay. Yes, Tata? Okay. Then, you know, 2 week meditation on bodhicitta. Very important. Don't train teaching. And if it's possible, then 2 week meditation on, you know, emptiness. Okay. Then you have some level of understanding of view. Okay. When you have some level of view, then samatha, it helps you develop samatha much easier. When your mind knows there's nothing to grasp outside, everything is empty in existence. Even your mind wants to go, there's nothing to go outside and come back like an eagle in the middle of the ocean. When you let them go, go, make one round and come back. There's nothing to stay because there's only water. So, you know, as there is nothing to stay, so crow will come back. In the same way, as your mind knows there is nothing to grasp, and mind will not go out, will stay in the object of meditation. Yes, Tata. Okay. So, you know, oh, this your meditation, early meditation, Lamrim is a very good, you know, assistant for developing samatha. Then your mind, with a very peacefully you imagine samatha, without any forcing, very peacefully. Okay. During samatha meditation, when your mind is a, you know, too much wanting of attachment, then think of emptiness, think of suffering of samsara, naturally mind don't want to go out, it wants to stay in object meditation. And circle of samsara. Yes, Doctor. And when sometimes your mind is low and don't want to meditate, then think of precious human life, advantage of samatha, advantage of all this spiritual realization, naturally your mind became very enthusiastic. Yes, okay. In this way, you know, during, you know, all this preparation, make your mind, you know, very, you know, very strong, so that you develop samatha much easier in 6 months. Okay, so this is my suggestion for you to prepare for the samatha. So even you know, okay, and it's not only for samatha, for future life also, just now what I say, it's also very good foundation for your future life happiness also. So that's where soon, you know, I have almost given you many detailed teaching. In future, most of them, there's danger that most of them I will meditate, you should understand. That's where, you know, the teaching which I give should come in book, and so that even I'm not with you, my book is with you. That's not that. And don't think that, you know, your spiritual master will always be with you. You can't, it's impermanent, things can change. So when he is with you, at that time use him properly. Okay. All my spiritual master, you know, with me, not for a very long time. No, they, most of them passed away. This is the impermanent nature. So when you have a golden chance, don't miss it. Yes, Doctor. Okay. So, you know, I want to tell you, you should emphasize on practicing Dharma. It's not your business to what's going on here and there. Don't criticize any religion. Don't criticize any other sect. You follow your own tradition. Yes, Doctor. It's not your business to say other things like this and that. Yeah. Even other people who follow other traditions criticize, nothing to do, don't reply. Yes, Doctor. Oh, yes, one Gauri, Gilupa, Sapsen Ploka, who's Gauri? Let them say. Who's Gauri? You should not attach to Gilupa, that's not right. For the tradition, we said by Lama Tsongkhapa, unbelievable pure tradition. Which is a union of Sutta Tantra. Okay. This tradition outside as simple outside practices of Hinayana, pure morality, very important. Morality is very important. Yes, inner, very rich in bodhicitta.
Okay.
In inside, you should cherish other more than yourself.
Okay.
Very rich in love and compassion. Then secretly practice Tantra. Don't say, I'm Yamantaka practitioner, I am such a Chakasamvara. Then you are not following Lama Tsongkhapa. At the moment, Tantra like Yamantaka, Vajrayogi, they are all for imprint for you, I'm telling you. You are not a real practitioner of Tantra. They are all Jeski Mahamudra, Jeski Dzogchen for you. Yes, that. Okay. Yeah. So that's where, you know, if you have good foundation, good such foundation, Atva Shamatha, development renunciation, Bodhicitta, wisdom cognizant, emptiness, then Tantra is real Tantra. Then you are real Tantra. To be honest with you, Lama Tsongkhapa says very clearly in his text, without Bodhicitta, you don't achieve the real initiation. How you can achieve real initiation Tantra? Even I also don't achieve real
initiation.
Without Bodhicitta, it's just blasting, it's not real Tantric initiation. So, you know, it's very important to understand. Otherwise, we are deceiving ourselves. Okay, my spiritual master, Panu Rinpoche, 35 years being up the mountain, he told me, without Bodhicitta, you can't achieve initiation. I was shocked at that time. When I was on the mountain of the mountain.
Ты не можешь получить настоящее
там
существо посвящения. Первый раз, когда я услышала, я был потрясен.
Okay. And I told Panu Rinpoche that, and we received so many initiation, we didn't get any initiation. We don't have Bodhicitta.
Я спросила Panu Rinpoche, мы получаем только посвящение, получается, что мы не получили ни одного посвящения без Bodhicitta.
He says, if I tell you the truth, you didn't receive any initiation.
Да, если ты говоришь о благословенности, мы получили ни одного посвящения
без Bodhicitta. Very useful to me. Then my mind calm down. I said, that's true. How I can say myself Tantra practitioner? Just blessing. Otherwise, I think I'm Tantra practitioner. Real Tantra practice is very rare. Like a Panu Rinpoche told me, real Tantra practitioner nowadays very rare. Like a star in the daytime, he
said.
Okay. You ask this one to Dalai Lama, he will say the same thing.
Okay.
Here you are all flying.
Okay.
Yeah, the Tantra, within Tantra, they're saying the highest Tantra and this thing. Kriya Tantra is also very difficult. And sometimes you take them, this is all very easy. That's a mistake. It's not easy.
Okay.
Even Shamatha is very difficult to achieve realization.
Okay.
Yes, Tata. And sometimes you take them, this all very easy, that's a mistake, it's not easy at all.
Okay.
Even shamatha is very difficult to achieve
realization.
Okay. Yes, Tata. Shamatha is regarded as one of the easiest realizations within the Buddhist meditation. It results is unbelievable. So if you're practical, see, practical people, first they will say, first I want to achieve something, most easiest one, not the highest one. Then I will see how is the highest
one.
Yes, Tata. High jump. First you try the easiest one, 1 meter, 2 meter. Can't jump how 1 or 2 meters, how you can say I'll jump from one, you know, building to another building. Okay, that's not that. Oh, okay. So this is my very important advice to you. From this advice, now I hope that you understand something, how to practice Dharma properly. Yes, Tata? Okay. Okay. And then, daily life, the implement advice which is given by Shanti Deva in your daily life, that's very important. If you, some people they would say, oh, shamatha is also very difficult. For them, very important, implement this advice in daily life. Recite mantra and pray for better people in future life. In future, I develop shamatha. That's true. They are very practical. Much better than thinking they are tantra practitioners. Yes, Tata. And pray that in future life may I have a shamatha. Shamatha, renunciation, bodhicitta, wisdom, kokunas, emptiness. Now, this is my advice. I hope it's useful to you. This, you know, I'm sure that, you know, Russian people, if they do it, they can develop shamatha. Everybody can't. They'll say, I can see, I have a, you know, hope that they'll say, among my students, there's many who can develop shamatha. This I have hope. But after I have finished meditation shamatha, I should be strict with you. Then you can develop. Otherwise, you can't develop. Okay. Then they will progress if they're strict. And I should have some clairvoyance. Otherwise, it's also dangerous. So, you know, I will be so happy among my students who develop shamatha. I will be very grateful. Okay, after shamatha, then they develop renunciation, bodhicitta, wisdom, kokunas, emptiness. Okay. If they develop bodhicitta, it's unbelievable. In Russia, one very holy person born in Russia. If one of my students became bodhisattva. Such a holy person who cherishes others more than himself, spontaneously. Such is very rare. Yes, Tata. Okay. Such a person who, you know, constantly, when they hear the name of sentient being, they develop love and compassion.
Стоит только ему услышать живые существа, услышать о живых существах. Он уже породит себе любовь и сострадание. При этом упоминание о живых существах, он порождает любовь и сострадание.
If one person devil generate bodhicitta, I can tell whole Russia have a very big changes in Russia. It will have an outer changes.
Человек в России сможет породить бодхичитту, я гарантирую вам, что во всей России благодаря этому произойдут очень большие изменения и на внешнем
уровне. Atmosphere will change. Then because of one person generate bodhicitta, and it will assist many other people to generate bodhicitta much easier.
Атмосфера совершенно изменится в стране. Кроме того, если один человек породит бодхичитту, то это также будет способствовать тому, чтобы многие другие люди легче проделали свои бодхичитты.
Then we have done real contribution for reviving Buddhism in Russia.
В этом случае мы можем сказать, что мы действительно внесли очень большой вклад в возрождение буддизма в России.
Otherwise, you know, I might think I'm reviving Buddhism, I might make so many group of fanatics. What's the use of such Buddhism?
В противном случае я полуверен, что я возрождаю буддизм, а на самом деле я создаю очень большое количество фанатиков. Какой смысл
в этом? Fanatic Buddhist, fanatic Christian, fanatic Islamic, fighting each other. What's the use of such religion?
Когда христианские фанатики, буддийские фанатики, мусульманские фанатики воюют между собой, дерутся.
Then better there's no religion.
Какой смысл во всей этой религии?
Religion is for human being. Human is not for religion.
Религия предназначена для человека, а не человек для религии.
Religion is an instrument for women to become better person. From that's the reason. Now I will commentary on that. This one, you know, today public teaching, my last public teaching, because Monday I'm going to Rostov and, you know, Hungary and some other place, that's where I'm telling you.
Уфа.
Yeah. Then I will back on, you know, December 23rd.
Okay.
And after one month, then we'll see. Okay. And then January, you know, after 9, 10, 11, there will be retreat on this one. Heart Sutra. Okay, this is very important. Yes, sir. Okay. And for Shamatha also, this is very good preparation. With the understanding of emptiness, proper understanding of emptiness, very easy to develop Shamatha. So, Heart Sutra is a final view of Buddha, which is proclaimed by this one, Avalokiteshvara. There is no any view which is higher than, you know, higher than view of Prasangi Madhyamika. This we should understand. Prasangi Madhyamika view is a view, you know, based on Heart Sutra. Okay. Heart Sutra is a, you know, given, is a teaching given by Avalokiteshvara through the blessing of Buddha himself.
Okay.
In future, if anybody say Heart Sutra is not final view of Buddha, be careful this person. Don't criticize, be careful this person.
В будущем, если кто-то будет говорить вам, что сутра сердца не выражает конечное воззрение Будды, будьте осторожны с этим человеком. Не критикуйте его, но просто будьте осторожны.
Whoever says Prasangi Madhyamika is not the highest view, be careful.
И кто бы ни говорил вам, что Прасангия Мадхьямика это не конечное воззрение Будды, будьте с этим человеком осторожны.
Yes, sir, he is misleading you.
Человек хочет вести вас в заблуждение.
It's very clear. Many root texts, authentic texts mention very clear. Prasangi Madhyamika is the highest view. Mahamudra and Dzogchen, they are not higher than Prasangi Madhyamika. They are the view of Prasangi Madhyamika.
Mahamudra and Dzogchen, system of Mahamudra and Dzogchen, they are the higher than Prasangi Madhyamika.
Here they talk about most subtle mind, cognized emptiness. But the view is same. The subjective mind, they talk about most subtle mind.
Okay. Но во время происходит то же самое. Разница лишь на субъективном уме. Вот в этой системе идет речь о неотличающем уме, а не о другом.
Yes, Tata. So then you don't see any contradiction between any school.
If you don't see any contradiction between
any school. Neo criticizes other school distinct, very heavy negative karma. You can say such and such interpretations of master, that's not right interpretation. And that's also not your business.
Yes, isn't
that? Okay. Yes, isn't that? Okay. Now read the Maya. Yeah, that's where, you know, how to retreat. I'm from now on I'm preparing for it. And for you, this is my one of the best present for you. And I'm giving this teaching details to Heart Sutra, not because of this small group of people, you know, maybe there will be 300, 400 people, this not for these people. I'm hoping that after this retreat, this teaching which I give will come in book, so that thousands and thousands of people, you know, will get benefit. This is my main hope.
Я рассчитываю, что в будущем по окончанию будет издана книга, которая принесет пользу тысячам и тысячам людей в России.
So that's where people in Moscow, when you receive such teaching, you are responsible to make book from the teaching which I gave. So, then after that, then long time, I will not give teaching. So this is like my one of the best present for you. Yes, not that? Okay. And you know, Buddha himself says, just listen to teaching on Pragya Paramita. One person, just listen to teaching on Paramita. Another person, 100 lifetime engaged in practice of charity. Buddha said, who accumulated more merit?
Okay.
So Buddha says, the first one, just listen to teaching of Prajnaparamita. Short term, he has more merit. Because he says, because the second person accumulated merit, but only this one he can't free from samsara. Because of listening teaching on Prajnaparamita, and because of such imprint, one day he understands the reality of himself and all phenomena. Okay. When we understand the ultimate nature of yourself, all phenomena, ignorance will disappear by itself. Then, through that way, we can free from
samsara.
Through such a reason. This happened only through first listening to teaching on Prajnaparamita. Okay. So, when you come to this retreat, receive this teaching, come with a, you know, very positive state of mind, very happy state of mind. From my side, this teaching is free for you. So you have to pay money for the, you know, your own stay in this thing.
And
yes, like that. And if you make me offering, it's okay. Okay, now next one.
Лишь так он сумел оправдывать как хагат, лишь так он смог достичь своей цели, лишь так можно рассеять страдания мира, и потому лишь это следует для исполнения.
Four verses, huh? full life. Make sense? Only this one, please.
Yeah, only this. Yeah.
So this one, try to memorize this one.
Okay.
Yeah, no? Yeah. Listen, so it's saying that, you know, pleasing sentient being, this one, pleasing sentient being, this one is the only way pleasing whole sentient being. It's the only way of blessing, pleasing all Buddha.
Pleasing,
pleasing.
Что радовать все живые существа — это единственный способ порадовать все Будду.
Понятно? Okay. That like saying this one. And pleasing sentient being is the one best method of bringing benefit to yourself.
Также радовать все живые существа — это лучший способ помочь самому себе.
Okay. Pleasing sentient being is the best way of remove all the suffering.
Радовать живые существа — это лучший способ рассеять все страдания.
That's where all the time I will, you know, always, you know, or always please sentient being. Okay. Yes, Tata? Okay. May I read once more and try to understand the meaning of it? So this one, saying this one is referring to pleasing sentient being.
Когда говорится лишь так, лишь так, лишь так, то под этим подразумевается как раз радование
живого существа. Yes, so you should understand, you know, your man practice in daily life, man practice in daily life is a, you know, actually married.
А вы должны понимать, что ваша основная практика повседневной жизни должна быть практика скопления заслуг.
Best way of accumulating merit is a pleasing sentient being.
А лучший способ, как накапливать заслуги, это приносить радость
своему существу. Yes, not that? Okay. So, morning you tell yourself, today when I go to work, physically what action I do, may it become a meaningful to others. Whatever I say, may my word please other sentient being. Whatever I think, may I think of happiness of others.
Поэтому каждое утро, собираясь на работу, вы должны сказать себе, пусть сегодня на работе ощущение целого дня, все действия, которые совершаю на уровне тела, своим телом, пусть они будут значимы, полезны для других. Пусть каждое мое слово радует других, и пусть каждая моя мысль будет мысль о принесении радости другим.
Окей. Ясно, да? Окей. Next one. So think on this one. Say this word and, you know, try yourself, make close to sentient being. Next one. So think on this one. Say this word and, you know, try yourself, make close to sentient being.
То, что думаете об этом, произносите эти строки и постарайтесь почувствовать близость.
Yes, great.
Если слуга правителя истязает толпы людей, безобидно или даже имея возможность, не сам на зло ответствует злом.
Next.
И вы видите, конечно, за этим слугой стоит просто правитель. А потому не стоит недооценивать слабых существ, нам причиняющих вред.
Next.
И за ними стражи важные и милосердные. Поэтому радуют живых существ, как подданные радуют грозного царя. Разве мог бы не предоставить причинить тебе адские муки, которые ожидают тебя, если ты принесешь страдания живущим? И разве мог бы милости бы правитель даровать тебе состояние Будды, которое обретешь, принося радость живущим?
Okay. So it was very clear, he mentioned, you know, you know, seeing the sentient being is a destitute. Don't see sentient being destitute. All each sentient being are, you know, looked by whole Buddha and Bodhisattva. So that's why don't never look down upon them. The best thing is try to look all sentient beings as a prince and princess. Okay? See, prince and princess, if they make some mistake, they say something bad to you, you just tolerate. Why? Because, you know, king and queen, they are all, you know, cherishing him more than himself. King and queen, they are cherishing this prince more than themselves.
Вы знаете, что в этом принципе родители
Okay. As you respect king and queen very much, so you don't, you know, react to prince. Yes, and that. See, some people who very strongly respect the king, not that, you know, I'm saying very kind king and queen. Very kind. Okay, and prince, they don't have enough knowledge. And they sit on your body, say something, hit you, you don't get angry. You know, one day they will become king, you know. This mistake is a temporary mistake, you know. Okay. In the same way, all sentient beings, see like that. They are prince and princess of Buddha, because one day they will become Buddha. Okay. Temporary or ignorant, they are doing something wrong and mistake. If you think like that, very easy to tolerate. Yes, brother. So that's the very best way of general respect all sentient beings. And also think, you are also princess also. You are also cherish Buddha and Buddhists cherish more than themselves. You are also not worse than them. Yes, Nanda. Okay. Sometimes you just think yourself too high. Sometimes you think yourself too low and other too high. That's not right. That's not right. Yes, Nanda. So you are also prince and princess. Okay. Because you are Buddha nature. Okay. And whole Buddha and Bodhisattva change you also more than themselves. Yes, Tata? Okay. That's right, that. So that's where in a wise kingdom, you know, kingdom, prince and princess, they respect each other. All they are prince, but they respect other princes also. Yes, Nanda? Okay. If you don't think like that, Shanidhya says. Okay. Looking all the time falls of sentient beings. Okay. Looking down. Nanda, criticizing, arguing. Okay. Nanda? Then you can't attain the state of Buddhahood. Okay. Only praying Buddha and Bodhisattva all the time, ignoring sentient being, you can't attain the state of Buddhahood.
Yeah,
okay. Even you have shamatha, if you look down sentient being, you can't attain the state of Buddhahood. Понятно? Я, меня есть шамата, меня ясно виден. Все это дурак, да? If you think like that, then you can never progress. Then you become a non-Buddhist practitioner.
Если вы считаете, то вы не пролетите с буддийского пути. Если вообще
пролетите с небуддийского практики. Then you born formless realm.
А вот это вы родитесь в мире без формы.
Без формы, да? So you are alone and темный, there's no any living being.
Then
what's interesting with
it?
Okay. Many years stay like that. No, like a dream, deep sleep. Without renunciation, without bodhicitta, without wisdom cognizant as emptiness, only shamatha itself is not very special, if you understand.
без развлечений, без посетителей и мудрости, познающих пустоту, нет ничего особенного.
Next one.
Но что говорить о состоянии духа? Я не вижу, что в этой жизни богатство, слава и счастье, все это плод радости, подаренный живым существам. И в самсаре терпение порождает красоту и здоровье, известность, долголетие и великое блаженство Чакрабарти.
So, Shrinidhar was saying, true pleasing sentient being, not only, you know, you enter the Buddhahood. Even in this life, in future life, you deserve peace and happiness. Yes, okay. Life after life, you have a higher rebirth. Just, you know, respecting all sentient beings, not harming them, trying your best to help them. You have a, because of this, you have a very beautiful figure, life after life, very sharp mind, always surrounded by a very positive atmosphere. Yes, no, huh? So all this comes from respecting other sentient beings.
Все это результат почитания других
существ. Понятно? Okay. Okay. That's the point. Man practice dharma, respect all other sentient beings.
Это одна из основных практик дхармы. Почитание всех других существ.
Понятно? Okay. If you can't respect them yourself, you should respect them same as how you respect yourself.
Если не можете уважать себя больше, чем себя, по крайней мере, старайтесь носить
к себе. You respect yourself as a prince, future I'm going to become Buddha. Same, all of them, all the princes, they're all future Buddha. They all have Buddha nature. From thinking of Buddha nature, respect all sentient beings. Okay. Sometimes people think that you should respect other more than yourself. Means they have a thing that they think that they should put themselves down. That's not right. Okay. That's not that. Don't have pride, but you should, you know, respect yourself also. You have Buddha nature. Oh, this is called confidence. Confidence and pride is very big difference. That's not that. Okay. Sometimes when I say don't be proud, then you go down to, you know, losing self-confidence. When I say you should have self-confidence, then you go in the, you know, other extreme of proud. Got it, huh? Okay. Gardini is the I am the best, others are low. That's called gardini. Competitive feeling. Self-commitment, I am prince, I have potential to become Buddha. In the same way, everybody is prince, prince and princess, they have potential to become Buddha. That's called self-confidence.
Okay.
If you respect yourself, you respect yourself as a Buddha nature, that in the future you become Buddha. And when you have a kind heart, when you have a love, compassion for others, at that time you respect yourself, oh, very good, you are well done, you are now, you know, acting like a normal family. Yes, not that. So Shrinidhara says, if you, your way of thinking approach such way, you speak.
Когда мы говорим себе, говорит, молодец, ты ведешь себя как истинный сын благородной семьи.
Yes, да? Socially, there was this, if you, your way of thinking, approach such way, respecting all things, me, you know, love after love, you have a very high reward, especially, you know, because of respect other things in being. When you respect others very much, in the future, life will be born as a real prince, in the, became a king in high position all the time. Because you respect others. And you became the king of, you know, Chakravarti.
Yes,
sir. The man who is born, being born as a king of the Chakravarti is a respecting sentient being. How? Result of respecting other, you receive the respect from other. This is the law of karma. Yeah, result of looking down other, you will achieve people look down on you.
Yeah,
okay. Result of cheating other, people will cheat you. Yes, doctor. That's the actually they were saying all this advice pass on the law of karma. Okay. Now tell yourself, oh, now I understand what's Dharma practice. Man, Dharma practice respecting all sense of being.
Okay.
When I respect all sense of being, naturally it stops the door of harming them.
А если я буду почитать его существ, то естественным образом мое почтение к нему закроет всякие двери так, к возможному причинению вреда с моей стороны.
Понятно? Okay. Yes, sir. When you respect other princes, if you saw some faults, you don't take too much take care. Notice, this is small fault, temporary. They future became king.
Если вы уважаете наследного принца, то для вас его недостатки, если вы замечаете какие-то недостатки, не так важны. Это все ерунда. В будущем он взойдет на престол, он станет царем.
Yes, doctor. He has many good qualities.
У него очень много достоинств.
Yes, doctor. Yes, sir. Think like that. You know, look at other people, only good quality. Try your best to benefit them.
Yeah,
okay. Then, you know, your mind always remain peaceful and calm.
Yeah,
okay. And another advice. Like a three monkey of Mahatma Gandhi, don't hear bad thing. Close your ear. When somebody in telephone, then you say, no, I don't want to listen. Don't hear any bad
things.
Oh, I have some scandal. Don't interest in scandal. You say, no, I don't want to hear this. Or somebody says, oh, such and such people say such and such thing to you. You say, no, I don't want to hear. Oh, I love you. That's what I want to tell you. Пусть говорят, я не хочу слушать. Tell, I, let them say, I don't want to hear. Понятно? If you hear, then you become unhappy. How? You hear the small word they say, then your mind exaggerates this word too much. Yeah, then you make exaggerate, then make it so big. And you think maybe everybody don't love me. That is your wrong projection. Okay. That person in a bad mood, they say it. And that mood is gone. And when you hear it, you think that he's always thinking like that to me. No, not possible. Yes, not that? Okay. So, don't hear bad things. when somebody is saying something good thing, which is say helpful, you're generating kind heart, this thing, then you open your ears, say, please tell me more. Yes, Tata? Okay. Yes, Tata? Okay. Then I, your eye, don't look bad at other people's faults. Yes, Tata? Okay. Like how you go to, you know, buy fruit from the shop. In the fruit shop, when you go, you don't look at the what's full there, you look at what's good food there. Yes, Nata, you just see it's good or not. All the good things you just take it. You buy. Bad one is not your business. They will take care of it themselves. They will throw. Yes, Nata. Because, yes, Nata, in the same way, you look at other people's good quality. Let's take their good quality. Example. Yes, Tata. When somebody speaks very nicely, when you say, oh, that's way of speaking very nice, take the example, you speak like that. But don't act all the time like other people do. That's also not right. There's one example, your job. Okay, there's, you know, one person's father died, and then one person, you know, with the other man go to his home. Okay. And one person speak very nicely. And he speak very nicely. Your father is very good.
Okay.
He's not only your father. He's of my father. Everybody's father. So he's a very great man. Then his second person thinks, oh, this is very nice. I will speak like that in future. I will first person. Okay. And some other time, you know, one family, you know, wife died. Then he go with it. Many people go there. Then he give the first speech.
Okay.
He says, your wife is a very special wife. She's not only your wife, is it? She's my wife. Everybody's wife. They beat him. Yeah. So that's why we should imitate all the time. We have to look at the situation also. So sometimes we like a Abhijan, you know, all the time acting like other people. That's also not right. Yeah, you should act according to situation and time, otherwise you make such mistakes. Yes, Nana.
Okay.
And we have finished the teaching on Bodhisattva Avatarya. It is chapter 1, 6th chapter, chapter 12. After receiving Jesus teaching on tolerance, then you should have some tolerance, more than before. That's not bad.
give the transmission.
Yeah, read it.
Пожалуйста, дорогие девчонки, по конференции передаю мантру Русикевича Далай Лама, Минзен, Баджатарху, мантру Баджапани, мантру Тарху.
Okay. So, yeah, then there's also some new student.
Yeah,
I will give refuge to our first
also.
And are the older students very good?
To
invite you our refuge well. Okay, visualize me in the form of Manjushri. And in my head, His Holiness Dalai Lama in Buddha Shakyamuni, form of Buddha Shakyamuni. Okay, and sound by Buddha and Bodhisattva. Okay, when I say Namo Guru and Namo Buddha, you repeat after me. At that time, from Buddha's mouth, His Holiness in the form of Buddha's mouth, white light come. I, as in the form of Manjushri, white light come, enter in your mouth, stay in your heart, it's pure refuge wow. Now John, speak, repeat after me. And you feel that real presence of Buddha and Bodhisattva.
Namo Gurave Namo Udaya Namo Dhammaya Namo Sanghaya Namo Gurave Namo Udaya Namo Dhammaya Namo Sanghaya Namo Gurave Namo
Мантра во святейшего Далай Лама.
О Магу, Ваджрадара, Могина, Умати, Шасана, Дара, Саунра, Шрипара, Савасити, Умбу. О Магу, Ваджрадара, Могина, Умати, Шасана, Дара, Саунра,
Sarva
Siddhi
Me,
Sarva
Karma,
Sarva
Karma,
Sarva
Karma,
Vajrapani,
Om Vajrapani,
Om Vajrapani,
Om Vajrapani,
Om
Vajrapani,
Om Vajrapani,
Om Vajrapani,
Om
Vajrapani, Om Vajrapani, Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om
Dare, Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Om Dare,
Okay, so when I go 1 month, I will be not here. At that time, you know, in our center, you do Vajrasattva practice. Okay. Collectively, it's very good for you. You know, if collected together, we will do practice. Very good for our purification. Okay. So, you know, Sunday one time, and then. No, Wednesday, 7 o'clock, one day. Two times. So, you know, first when you get it together, you know, sadhana or vajrasattva do, you now you get the transmission mantra, and you do the practice, very good for you. Chant slowly, you know, with feeling. And then say Om Vajrasattva Samaya. Everybody in a very same rhythm.
From
your mantra.
No,
you will make photocopy of this samadhi in our center.
Center
do it.
Okay.
You make some contribution.
На всех было сделано копию. И по работе мы можем сделать медленно, не быстро, торопясь. Медленно, максимум вожатых, тоже медленно, меньше надо считать.
Okay. And everybody, you know, when you go there with a, maybe centered on enough cup. You go with your own cup, and you have tea there.
И когда вы собираетесь на практику, можете в центре, и вам не хватит, начать чашу.
That's not that. Okay. Then you know, try to understand each other. Talk about some dharma talk. Okay. And when somebody talk nonsense thing, everybody close ears. Don't say anything. Just close ears. When you're talking, everybody still don't talk, then means you're speaking not right. Yeah, something very difficult to understand that you're making a mistake. Yes, sir. Okay. Anybody say something against Dharma, harmful words, then just, you know, make it understand, just close your ear. Just give a signal. So in this way, when you do, you know, and you are laying the foundations of the, you know, preparations of pure and karma, it's also foundation of shamatha also. Okay. So, you know, that's the purpose of Dharma Center. At the beginning, if you do alone and if you do group together practice, there's a big difference. You will enjoy doing group practice. Yes, Tata. When you recite the mantra, what's the mantra? That time it's like a meditation. Just you memorize the mantra. If you have memorized mantra, then visualize all this visualization. Okay. And somebody lead the meditation. That's not that. Okay. Then maybe 1 hour and 1.5 hours is enough for you.
Возможно,
для вас будет достаточно часа и полутора часов. Это практика. Then have tea and relax.
Потом попейте чаю, отдохните.
Just stop, huh? Okay. So, in Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and Sunday, you know, you get it there at 11 o'clock.
Итак,
в среду, все вечер собираетесь
там, а в воскресенье в 11 утра.
Понятно?
Okay.
До свидания.
О, дедикиши. А вы говорите, что это обязательно 100 тысяч масок нужно осадка. Если вы не будете пропускать, будете ходить за несколько месяцев, вы все начинаете 100 тысяч.
До свидания.